Learning to Live Here by Morgan Outlaw. The body and the self walk into a bar. I'll give you a guest who gets dragged out, bloody and bloodied by the other. They tell me the body is a home, a refuge, the last safe place. I tell them home for me has always been hostile, a refuge has always left me more in need of shelter than ever, a safe place has been a fairy wonderland I can't seem to find my way into. They tell me the body is beautiful. Tell me to thank my legs for carrying me, my hands for performing tasks. They don't listen when I tell them my body is a tumor that metastasized and annexed anything I could have once thanked. They just tell me to thank my body, thank the doctors who give me the chemo pills, for shedding 14 pounds in 2 weeks. Tell me my sickness is beautiful and desirable. They tell me above all else my body is mine, but they don't listen when I tell them it was taken from me at age 5, age 10, age 11, again at 13 and 17 and 19, by men looking to plant flags and secrets in my flesh, by a gender that isn't mine but no one will let me give back, by diagnoses and surgeries and the tumor that has replaced it, by everyone who tells me how things are, by them. They tell me, tell us our bodies and ourselves are synonyms, that ourselves are as broken and useless as our bodies, and Christ, what they do to our bodies. Our bodies are not empty yet. Do they not know, or do they not care? Or do they just forget? Do they forget that a body, be it a tumor, a shelter, a refuge, a home, a prison, a container, do they forget a body contains something besides sickness? Do they forget me? My forgotten self has tried to forge a refuge of this broken body from this fear and this grief, hiding from a maelstrom in a wrecked car, storm sirens blaring as it approaches, glass glittering, frame creaking. Okay, yes, you're right, I would be better off in a reinforced storm cellar, but we all have to hide somewhere, don't we? And you know damn well there's not a house around for miles. So back to the crash site, back to the twisted, rusted metal slicing my hands as I hold on for dear life. But oh my, dear is it? Or am I just trying to convince myself it is? Just shut up and grab my hand, pull me to safety, take me to a home, and patch up my hands and thank them for me, if you care that much, or don't. Why would you? I'm just a body, the self attached by a few tendons maybe, knotted around the viscerae and the heart of the tumor. Just a body, at best, aren't I? And what happens to a body? These, our bodies, are looked away from, politicized, fetishized, jabbed with cattle prods, left to rot, experimented on, gassed, abused, deprived of touch or having it forced upon us, deprived of the autonomy required to consent to or deny that touch, had the ability to create life clinically removed. Our bodies are made not our own. We are monsters, harassed, stared at, gawked at, glared at, laughed at. We are monsters, forgotten, ignored, denied, banned, isolated, jailed, or otherwise shut away for fear that our monstrosity might be catching. We are quarantined in jails or in institutions notorious for cruelty. We are targeted, lobotomized, euthanized, put down like wild dogs. We are trod upon by doctors working toward the betterment of humanity. We are obstacles on the path of enlightenment. We are left behind as genetic unwanteds for the sake of progress. If I do everything they say, if my condition gets better, if I please them, if I take the pills that make me cough blood, or the ones that make me sleep for 20 hours, or the ones that are usually delivered as poison in an IV, if I do well, if they somehow manage to do something right, the doctors parade me in front of their colleagues, publish me in magazines and journals. If my condition doesn't improve, well, it must be my fault, and so I am foisted onto another doctor or left out in the storm. Oh, please, Mr. Doctor, sir, I'll be good this time. Our bodies have life torn from them out of mercy. We are turned away from safety. We are used as objects. Our experiences are feel-good porn or sob stories or horror stories or punchlines. We are silenced, pitied, moved, put away, put down, kept in. We are colonized, infantilized, desexualized, othered, feared, hated, pitied. We are rarely loved, and even more rarely are we allowed to exist. Are we allowed to be anything more than a broken body, burdening? Are we allowed to be a self, a me, a we, a she, they, he, ze, zer? We are shades of ourselves, living half lives in a war zone made flesh. That's what you want, right? You force machines on us, surgeries and therapies that harm more than heal. Force paleo diets and snake oil, force shock treatments and sedative pills. Force us into this role, this sick role, sick, sickly, sickening. We are murdered by caretakers or by parents or lovers or doctors. It's hard to tell the difference most days. Our bodies are just bodies. Bodies for quietly smothering with a pillow. Bodies for grave robbers and the self-centered nature of performative grief. My body, our body, bodies. Bodies we cling to. Car wreckage in a tornado on a lonely stretch of highway. Bodies we tie ourselves to, like a balloon firmly knotted around the wrist of a child. Bodies that are gardens painstakingly tended to despite being in the heart of the war zone. Bodies we protect through foreign invasions and civil wars, they always go hand in hand. Bodies that we try to thank, try to love, try to reclaim as our own despite the conquering forces that trampled upon them again and again. The body and the self walk into a bar. They share a drink, share pained smiles and dry humor. When they walk home, their shoulders brush and their mouths wear each other's names. The body and the self go to bed together. The next morning, when pain racks the body with spasms, skin stretched too tight over bones, all sharp angles stabbing at nothing, the self holds the body with gentle hands. The body holds the self with gentle hands. I hold me with gentle hands.